You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast. Thank you for joining us on Tuesday's edition of the podcast, looking ahead to the day's racing as we kickstart one of the biggest weeks of the racing year. We'll be taking a look at the Monday jury as well. Sam Norris joined by John Budden in the studio to look at the Monday jury and then offer up two selections to follow on Hexham's card. And of course, throughout the course of the podcast, we'll be looking forward to Aintree this week, which dominates the Monday jury. First things first, it's a warm welcome to the podcast to you, John. How are you?
I'm very well indeed, Sam. And much looking forward to what the Wizard would call the biggest jumping week of the year.
He'll be absolutely giddy today, won't he, John?
He will be, yes.
Let's dive straight into the Monday jury then, because this focuses on the action upcoming at Aintree. And we'll start with a big one of the lot, John. The Grand National, we spoke a little bit about this on the show yesterday. Your thoughts in terms of a winner this year?
I think the absolutely vital thing, Sam, is what the ground is going to be like.
Yeah.
The forecast is not too good. At the beginning of the week, the National course is said to be softish anyhow. And it just depends what happens in the next sort of 4 or 5 days, in my view, were the ground to dry out a bit by the weekend, I will be very much with Jonjo O'Neill's runner, Manolo Rocco, who I think's got all the credentials to win a race like the Grand National, but he clearly has shown his best form on a soundish surface, and I wouldn't follow him necessarily through thick and thin in soft ground. Then we have Black Lion. I didn't know what to make of Black Lion.
Yes.
He obviously jumps the fences beautifully. I backed him last year. I thought he was definitely going to win when he went into a clear lead three out. But as it turned out, he didn't stay the trip. People suggesting that Noel Feely perhaps had a rush of blood and went to the front too early. I'm not really certain about that. Since then, his form has been good and not so good. Last time out, not so good at Haydock, but he has had a wind operation, and you never quite know. I mean, it may be the answer, and he certainly jumps the fences. I'm not going to back him, but it wouldn't be a great surprise to see him go. Apart from Manolo Rocco, the one I like is the Scottish-trained outsider, Captain Red Beard. Now, he will love the soft ground, were it to rain all week, and he's run extremely well this winter. He's trained, of course, by Stuart Coulthard, ridden by his teenage son, Sam, and Captain Red Beard has been in very good form. He's won a decent race at Haydock. I'm pretty certain that he was badly into feared with in the Beecher chase at a crucial moment when going well. I think he's a very interesting outsider. He's not really an outsider, but he's probably quite a long price. Captain Redbeard, and of the older variety, we have got two, another Scottish horse, of course, See You at Midnight. A really class horse. He's won, for example, the Colin Parker Memorial Chase a couple of seasons ago, beating Bristol Domay. He's won the Dipper Chase at Cheltenham, and he's been placed in the Scottish National. He's been off for a long time, had to go down to Newbury to have his qualifying race, ran pretty well there, over 2.5 miles. And he looks a natural to me for the fences, and he's been sold. He's been sold, we're told, to the Thompsons of the Cheveley Park stud. So we'll be carrying the famous party politics colours. And finally, I'm taking too long on this question, Sam, but it's quite a hot penny, this race.
Yes.
The Last Samurai has to be mentioned, in my view. I thought he ran extremely well behind Tiger Roll in the cross-country at Cheltenham, and he could show his liking for Aintree. And indeed, the winner of that cross-country is also strongly fancied, but I'm not fancying him for the National.
Yeah, Tiger Roll, of course, yes. Will catch the eye for many. That sort of covers the first two questions there, John, giving us a fair few to follow for the Grand National.
My outsider, apart from those I've mentioned, is Vintage Cloud.
Okay.
I do think that Vintage Cloud has been waiting to win a big race, and it strikes me that Sue and Harvey Smith have their horses absolutely spot on at the moment. Smooth Stepper, for example, very good winner at Kelso on Saturday. And I thought Vintage Cloud, who's must be quite a long price, would be my outsider, apart from those I've mentioned before, including Captain Redbeard.
Yeah, it's one of those races, John. It's the only race of the year where you're allowed to throw five or six darts at the board.
Yes.
Let's move on to one of the features on the first day of the meeting, and this is the Aintree Hurdle. Do you prefer Bouvedere stepping up in trip or Super Sunday stepping down in trip? Of course, Bouvedere won this race last year, over 2.5 miles. He beat the new one and My Tent or Yours in that renewal. It'll be a stronger race this year if Super Sunday turns up. Are you with the reigning champion or Super Sunday dropping down from 3 miles?
I'm very much with the reigning champion. I think Bouvedere is an extremely classy horse, as you say, won this race last year. And Champion Hurdle, the reigning champion hurdler. People say they weren't particularly keen on his run at the festival this year, and he did have to be pushed out. But I think two things to remember about Bouvedere. First of all, he'd had a couple of very easy wins against Modest Company this season, so he might have not been fully race wound up. Secondly, he does idle in front, and he did idle a bit in front here, but he saves the trip. He won it last year. I'm definitely Bouvedere.
Yeah, Bouvedere over Super Sunday then in the Aintree Hurdle. And in terms of the rest of the week, John, any other Aintree fancies or horses that you're looking forward to seeing over the 3 days?
It will be, again, depending on the ground.
Yes.
I'm absolutely desperate for Might Bite to win the Betfair Bowl.
Yes.
And I think he will, provided the ground is reasonable. Might Bite, I thought, was tremendous in the Gold Cup against Native River. Against all the odds, he pressed the leader throughout the contest. And I was also impressed with the way that Nika de Wanville didn't actually really go for everything in the last two fences when he realised that Might Bite had given its all. Suited by Aintree, will be suited a great deal by the better ground. I do hope he runs, and I hope he wins. That's Might Bite. As far as horses for the future are concerned, there's one Nicky Richards horse that I really am waiting to see him win. Could be the Scottish National. It's called Looking Well.
Okay.
And Looking Well would have won the really quite valuable race at Musselburgh last month, if he hadn't had a sudden sort of movement of the mental brain and veered everywhere before the final fence and dumped poor Ryan Day on the ground before he jumped it. But he would have won that race by a long way, and he's a very decent horse, Looking Well.
Okay. That's the Aintree Festival taken care of then. Across the Irish Sea, we go to Samcrow, and looking ahead a little bit further to Punchestown. If you own Samcrow, would it be the Punchestown Champion Hurdle, or would you run him in a novice event? Of course, the horse's future is probably going to be over fences, John. Would you take in the Champion Hurdle, or would you keep him against Novice Company for now?
I would definitely take in the Punchestown Champion Hurdle.
Yes.
I mean, by all accounts, and certainly on the performance at Cheltenham, Sam Crow is an outstanding horse with a tremendous talent. I think he will make a very good chaser, but he deserves to win another big prize, and I would go for the Punchestown Champion Hurdle.
Mm. You never know as well with these horses, John, whether you're going to keep them sound forever as well. Whilst the horse is sound, why not have a crack at a big pot that he could theoretically win? He wouldn't be a no-hoper in the race.
Yeah, absolutely right. I see no real reason why he should go in a novice event. I mean, he's shown that he's an outstanding novice hurdler. It'd just be another pack in the card. So I'm not that keen on that way round. So it will be the Punchestown Champion Hurdler for me.
And finally, the Irish trainer's title as well. Will it be going to Gordon Elliott, as the odds suggest, or can Willie Mullins reel him in once more? You wouldn't want to put it past Willie Mullins, would you, John? But Gordon Elliott certainly got the upper hand.
Yeah, I think it will be Gordon Elliott.
Yes.
And I think Gordon, you know, has aimed targeted this year as his real bid to become champion trainer. And I think he'd be successful. He had 13 horses, did he not,
in the Irish,
Irish National, you know, and he succeeded with winning perhaps not one of the, by one of the most fancied ones, but he won it and he won a bumper prize. And I think that showed how keen he is to be on top this year. And I think, you know, he will be.
Yeah, I think he's about €600,000 clear of Willie Mullins at the moment. That's the Monday jury wrapped up then for another week. We're going to move our attention on to Tuesday's racing now, and we've got two races from Hexham selected for the preview treatment on the card on Tuesday. There's also racing in the afternoon at Hereford and at Southall, and we've got a double helping of all-weather racing from Wolverhampton and Dundalk. But on to the two that we'll be taking a closer look at Hexham, starting with the 3:20 handicap chase here, John, over 2.5 miles. Not too many of these coming here in sparkling form. Where do you go?
No, it's going to be quite a tricky afternoon at Hexham. I think they will manage to get the meeting ahead. The forecast is quite good, and although the ground is heavy, it passed an inspection early on Monday morning. Hexham specialists we look for, and there is one in this race near the top. Tickin' the Mickey has to be come into that list. Has run pretty well over hurdles. Certainly the shape to do better over fences. Was a reasonable third at Carlisle last time out. Ray Shields owns and trains this horse, and Ray was a great point-to-point rider in the times of yore. So Tickin' the Mickey's got to come into it. Lucinda Russell tends to come into form at this time of the year. Had a good winner at Carlisle on Sunday, and she won this last year with Orion Inverness. And although Orion Inverness was actually only placed last time out, it's quite possible that this race has been targeted by the wily Lucinda for a second consecutive success. Mickey Hammond's horses going marvellously well. Major Ridge, though, has got to improve quite significantly to win this, I think. He's only won once in his career. Lucy Normile's got a quite an interesting contender, Silverton in this race. Ran decent second last time out to Mr. Whitmore, who was a winner here at Hexham and was placed at Carlisle over the weekend. So the form, you could say, has been boosted a little bit. And then at the bottom, we've got Nick Alexander's McGinty's Dream. A little bit out of form, dare I say, at the Alexander horses at the moment. Calavini was a disappointment to Carlisle, for example, and they had one pulled up at Kelso the day before. But McGinty's Dream has got reasonable form and might go quite well. I think, though, it will be a repeat of last year, and I'm going to go for Lucinda Russell and Orion Inverness.
Orion Inverness gets the nod then in that 3:20 race. Just over an hour later, we've got the 4:25, which is a handicap chase over 3 miles. Still at Hexham for this one. 10 runners to go at this time. Talk us through them, John.
Yes, and there are some real out-of-form horses in this race. And people might say, well, on earth has Button chosen it? Well, I've chosen it because I think there is a definite winner in this contest. However, if we go down from the top, we've got Henry Hogarth with Hatton Hill. Now, there are more capital P's before Hatton Hill than numbers. And he is a course and distance winner, but seems to be woefully out of form. Bertolus must come into the argument a bit. Nick Alexander again. I mentioned that the Fifeshire trainers are a little bit in and out of form at the moment. Bertolus, though, ran a fair third last time out at Ayr and might come into it. A trainer not in form is On the Run's trainer, George Bewley. Now trains, of course, in Cumbria. He possibly affected by the snow and frost that overcame the gallops about 6 weeks, well, a month ago, I suppose. But On the Run's got to improve quite a bit to win this. Says Purple Harry, the Tina Jackson horse, six last time out and, again, not in good form. The two I like in the race are Gibbstown, Paul Stafford's raider from Ireland, often comes over to run at Hexham, likes air, has not quite been at his best form this season, though, and was well-ish beaten at air last time out, but could come back to form, as I say, likes Hexham. But I think the winner is going to be Sounds of Italy. This is Michael Scudamore's raider, and Tom Scudamore is riding, and was a reasonable second at Plumpton last time out. He was beaten by the Lion's Dancer, who was incredibly tough and gutsy in that contest, led all the way, looked sure to be beaten by Sounds of Italy after the second last, but kept on pulling a little bit more out, and Sounds of Italy wasn't able to actually score. Prior to that, had run quite decently at Force Lass. This is not a good race, and I think that Michael Scudamore has got the answer to finding a win for Sounds of Italy.
Sounds of Italy, the choice then in that 4:25 race at Hexham. A quick recap, please, then, if you would. John, your two horses to follow on Hexham's card on Tuesday.
Well, I'm going to go for last year's winner in the 3:20, and that's Lucinda Russell's horse, Orion Inverness. And I do think that Michael Scudamore will come up from Hereford with a good winning chance in the last chase I covered. And I think Sounds of Italy should win that.
Good stuff. John Budden's thoughts then on Tuesday's racing. You can join us for all of the action on Racing Radio with Alex Dunn, joined by Sam Turner and John O'Connell for all of the action. We've got afternoon racing over the obstacles with triple-handed with the afternoon jumps racing at Hexham. We also have racing on Tuesday afternoon from Hereford and Suddle, and then in the evening, Wolverhampton and Dundalk. Hope you can join us for all of that. John, pleasure as always. Thank you for that, and enjoy the action.
Thank you, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.